KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports this morning, the Boys State Basketball Championships continued yesterday in Des Moines with six games in the quarterfinal and semifinal rounds. In the quarterfinals during the day, it was Ames over Abraham Lincoln, 54-37. Josh Dix had 11 points and 7 rebounds to help the AL squad, but not enough. They made a few runs, but just could not catch up with Ames as Ames moves on to the semis. Also, Cedar Falls beat Dubuque Senior 42-27. It was Johnston over Dowling Catholic 49-33. And Waukee beat Pleasant Valley 65-34. Last night in the Class 1A state semifinal round, it was Montezuma advancing to the championship game with a 49-35 win over Grandview Christian. And North Lynn will move into the title game with a 63-50 win over Martinsdale St. Mary's. The rest of the championships will be decided today, at least those championship matchups, as semifinals will be held in the other three classes today. At 10 o'clock this morning, they'll start the 2A semifinals as top seed Boyden Hall faces Applington Parkersburg. Then at noon, it's second seeded Western Christian facing Des Moines Christian. The 3A semifinals are in the afternoon. At 2 o'clock, top seed Ballard plays Davenport Assumption. And at 4 o'clock, number 2 seed Pella will face Sergeant Bluff Luton. And in the Class 4A semifinals, at 6 tonight, number 1 seed Cedar Falls will play Johnston. And number 2 seeded Waukee will face off against Ames. Those games all in Des Moines. The championship games in all four classes are scheduled for tomorrow in Des Moines. Iowa State showed some fight as a miserable season came to an end. The Cyclones had a late rally fall short in a 79-73 loss to Oklahoma at the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City last night. ISU trimmed a 19-point Sooner lead down to 4 in the waning seconds. Here's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm.
You know, I told the guys in the locker room through all the adversity and things they had to deal with, and especially the way the game was going tonight, you know, they could have folded many times. And I think we got great kids in our locker room and great character guys, and they've done the right things all year.
Prohm's sixth season as the head coach ends with a record of 2-22.
That's why you're disappointed in yourself, because you're not. The best part of coaching is to be able to sit back and watch your kids have fun and enjoy these moments, especially in March. You know, that's the best part of being a part of championship teams and winning big games, seeing smiles on those kids' faces you coach.
Prohm will meet with athletic director Jamie Pollard next week to discuss his future after the Cyclones posted their third losing season in the last 4 years.
I mean, there's a lot of factors you could talk about, but, you know, the biggest thing I'll say on that is we all know that this program can't be in this position, and it's got to get back right.
Also in conference tournament action yesterday, a number of teams trying to earn automatic berths in the NCAA tourney through their conference tournaments. Also in the Big 12, Nigel Pack hit 5 3-pointers and scored 23 points as ninth-seeded Kansas State used a pair of big runs to beat eighth-seeded TCU 71-50 in the first round. In the Big Ten tournament, Jamari Wheeler scored a career-high 19 points, and number 11-seeded Penn State pulled away inside the last 4 minutes to beat number 14-seed Nebraska 72-66. Also in the Big Ten, Trey Williams scored 14 points, and Jamal Mashburn Jr. had 11 as Minnesota snapped a 7-game skid with a 51-46 win over Northwestern. In the ACC, Buddy Boeheim hit 6 of Syracuse, 14 3-pointers, and finished with 27 points as the Orange beat North Carolina State 89-68 in the second round. North Carolina dominated inside in its 101-59 win over Notre Dame. Miami became the first number 13 seed to ever reach the quarterfinals in the ACC tourney, upsetting number 5 Clemson 67-64. 10th-seeded Duke grabbed a 70-56 win against Louisville, putting the Blue Devils in the ACC quarterfinals. Also in Big East action, Georgetown limited Marquette to 14 first-half points, posting a 68-49 win in the opening game of the tournament. DePaul surprised Providence 70-62. Also, Chuck Harris was clutch for Butler, drilling a straightaway three-pointer and then sinking the game-winning free throws with 3 seconds left in overtime as the 10th-seeded Bulldogs ousted Xavier 70-69. The Iowa Hawkeye women used a 9-0 fourth-quarter run to take command in an 83-72 win over Purdue in the Big Ten tournament last night. That was a game we had for you here on the radio. Monica Sinano had a career-high 38 points as the Hawkeyes advanced to play third-seeded Rutgers tonight.
I mean, honestly, it feels even better to win. Last year, going home early wasn't a feeling I ever want to remember. So I think the most important part was just that we get to go back to the hotel and go to bed tonight in Indianapolis. So I'm just really, really excited that we get to keep progressing in the tournament.
Sonano talked about her big night.
I think a lot of it was anytime our guards drove, they had a lot of help crashing in on the paint. So I was able to kind of relocate, and the guards were making some great passes out to me. Kind of slides in the lane, elbow shots, short corner shots, those kinds of things were really open. So I'm really glad that the guards were able to make those passes and I was able to knock them down.
The Hawkeyes won the only regular season game against a Rutgers team that missed several games due to a COVID pause. Here's Hawkeye coach Lisa Bluter.
Since they've come back, I think they've won 9 in a row. So they've done a really good job with that. They have their legs because they were out for so long, almost like a month. They missed a lot of important games, though, and haven't really been in a lot of pressure situations since then.
We'll have that game for you tonight. Iowa Rutgers, 7:30 will be the start time on the broadcast this evening here on KJAN. Iowa State's Lexi Donarski has been named the Big 12 Freshman of the Year. Donarski averaged more than 13 points and shot better than 41% from three-point range as the Cyclones posted a 16-9 regular season record.
We've had a lot of good players here, and not many have received that award. So I'm really, really proud of her. And again, she deserved it, earned it. And I think, the good thing is it's not my decision. The other 9 coaches thought that. So that's a credit to her.
That's ISU coach Bill Fenley, who says the La Crosse Wisconsin native live up to the expectations in a year full of distractions.
To be a freshman this year is very difficult. So she's handled it great, and it's a tribute to, her parents. Her dad was her high school coach. So she came in here very prepared and made the steps that it took to get where she is today.
Donarski talked about adjusting to the collegiate level.
Honestly, I didn't really know exactly what to expect because I knew it was going to be a big change from anything I played in up until this point. So I was just really focused on trying to find my role in the team, whatever that was, and just embrace it and be the best that I could at that.
Cyclones will next play Texas Friday morning in Kansas City in the quarterfinal round of the Big 12 Conference Tournament.
It means a lot, but, I mean, we still have a lot of stuff to accomplish the rest of the year, so this is just a step in the direction that we want to take this team.
In other college sports news, the Associated Press has learned that Kansas has fired athletic director Jeff Long less than 2 days after mutually parting ways with Les Miles amid sexual allegations dating to the football coach's time at LSU. Kurt Watson will serve as the interim athletic director as the school begins searching for both a new AD and a new football coach. It was Long who had hired Miles, a friend of more than 30 years, despite question marks in the coach's background that ultimately led to his firing on Monday night. Well, the NFL's salary cap will be $182.5 million per team in the upcoming season. That's a drop of 8% from 2020. The league's loss of revenues due to the coronavirus pandemic caused the first decrease in the cap since 2011, which followed an uncapped season. Free agency begins next Wednesday, though the legal tampering period starts Monday. The NFL is close to agreement on extensions of its broadcast contracts, but those deals won't affect the 2021 season. And in baseball news, the Texas Rangers could be the first team to return to full attendance capacity. The team hopes to have a full house for its home opener next month after debuting a new 40,518-seat stadium without fans in the stands for its games last season. An order by Texas Governor Greg Abbott took effect on Wednesday, allowing businesses to operate at 100% if they choose. That's a check of sports here this morning. I'm Jim Field.